The season of Advent is a busy season. I can guarantee this busyness, and if you do not have enough to keep you busy, just let me know and I can point you towards about a million other things that you could do that could easily keep you busy. And so to deal with this in my household, we have regular sit-down and compare calendar meetings. I don't know if you have regular sit-down and compare calendar meetings, but you should, because those are important. You never know when one thing is going to trump another thing, when you have to figure out when to put one thing and when not to put another thing. We had one of those sit-down and figure out our calendar meetings, and as we sat down and figured out our calendar, one thing became clear. We didn't have time to get a Christmas tree. There was not a moment in our schedule that we had that worked out for every single family member in which we could go and get a live Christmas tree from a Christmas tree farm, with the singular exception of yesterday afternoon. And so, before the snow blew, we piled everybody into the van, we drove out to the Christmas tree farm, we chopped our Christmas tree down, with the help of one of the guys who was there who had a chainsaw, and that was really, really appreciated. Put it on top of the van, drove home 35 miles an hour with the flashers on, annoyed everybody behind us, hauled it into the house and got as many Christmas needles as possible everywhere in the living room as we could, and we decorated that Christmas tree up. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. We're going to have to be very, very careful to water it regularly, but it's lovely. Because we can look at our calendars and say, this is when we need to be ready for the coming events that are going to be very numerous in the upcoming weeks. Jesus, though, in today's gospel lesson is reminding us that there are things that we can prepare for, plan for, put on a calendar, figure out when it's going to happen, have calendar comparisons where we figure out when things can be done and cannot be done, and do we need to run out and get a Christmas tree today and make that our plan for the day. But there are things we can't plan for. Jesus here is reminding us that we know what day Christmas falls on, but we do not know what day Jesus Christ will return. It is a reminder to us that there's a difference between getting ready and readiness. See, that's what we're doing right now, is we're getting ready at my house, at your house, probably at everyone's house. And I know that our marvelous decorating crew got us ready for the season of Advent last week. We are getting ready for Christmas, that we can say that's on that calendar that day. We can plan for it. And if we're not ready tomorrow, there won't be a surprise announcement that tomorrow is Christmas. And we all go, ah, I'm not ready. Because we know when it's coming and we can get ready. Readiness is different. Readiness is the ability to say, it doesn't matter when the day falls. It doesn't matter when the moment occurs. I'm already ready. And Jesus, when he talks to his disciples in this moment, reminds them no one knows the hour when the Son of Man will make his return. Not the angels in heaven, not even the Son himself, the Father and the Father alone knows when Christ will return. And by the way, that's a useful thing to keep in mind in case you ever find yourself reading headlines that say that somebody somewhere has accurately predicted the second coming of Christ, and that we know that he's going to be here on March 23rd. See, if we knew Christ was coming on March 23rd, we could get ready, right? And we could, you know, clean our house or clean our hearts or do any of those things that we think that we need to do to be ready for when Christ returns. But we don't. We don't know when. The scriptures are very clear on this matter. And so if you come across somebody, probably a well-meaning somebody, who can say to you, oh yeah, you know, I read this guy in you know, the state and at this church, and he had this vision, and God said he's coming back on February 30th. It's probably not what's going to happen. But Christ is calling us to do something different. He is calling us to evaluate our lives, evaluate our hearts, evaluate not just how we will behave on one day, but how we behave today. Not what we will have prepared, wrapped and under a tree for one day, but how prepared we are right now. Christ is calling us to evaluate our hearts. What is it that we're carrying with us right now? Now, I'm going to be the first person to say, I like to be prepared. So when I'm walking around on any given day, I am prepared for certain circumstances, and, you know, in my pocket, I carry a bunch of stuff. There's never a day that goes by that I don't have a pocket knife in my pocket. Because you never know when you're going to have to open something. You never know when you're going to have to pry something out, or you're going to have to... It's a tool. Always bothers me a little bit when I go to the do a hospital visit and I forget that you can't take a pocket knife in, and I get to the screening thing and I have to... Oh, yeah, sorry. But I'm the kind of guy who likes to be prepared for other things. And as I am now not as young as I used to be, and my eyes are perhaps not quite as great at focusing as they used to be, one of the things I've started carrying with me, and you'll laugh at me for doing it, is I always have a small flashlight in my pocket. You never know when you're going to need one, trust me. If you start carrying a flashlight, it'll change your life. Next time you're at a restaurant and you say to yourself, I cannot read this menu. Now you can. You see, I'm not ready for everything, but I'm ready for some things. So when Jesus here in this passage, it says to get ready, he's asking you what you're carrying with you. What tools do you have that you are carrying with you on a regular basis? Things that are much more useful than a pocket knife or a flashlight. He's asking, are you carrying with you love? First and foremost, are you carrying with you love? Are you carrying with you love for God? Love for your neighbor? Love for yourself? Are you carrying with you grace and mercy and forgiveness? That should be one of those things that during the season of Advent and following Christmas, we should be carrying those things for sure, but we should be carrying those things 365 days out of the year. Are we carrying mercy sufficient for other people's faults and failings? Because if we're not, I know where to get more. Because at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ is an infinite well of forgiveness that I need on a daily basis. And I carry that with me for other people. Part of being ready for Christ's return is living as Christ lived. Are we carrying with us concern for our neighbor? I know we saw a beautiful example of that just this week here as our community rallied to make sure that everybody had a good Thanksgiving meal. And our food bank does it on a weekly basis. Are we carrying with us genuine concern and love for our neighbor? Are we carrying with us a knowledge and awareness of God's grandeur? When I say that, are we recognizing that God is in our midst? That there is no more temple in Jerusalem because we are now the temple and God is with us. The creator of the universe, the great God, the I Am, stands beside you and me. Do we carry with us a sense of awe that we are so blessed? Do we carry joy? What better tool for approaching life than joy? Joy comes from simply being appreciative of what it is that God has done and is doing in our lives, not letting our enemy, the devil, snatch it away by trying to convince us that we should be dissatisfied. So, as we, God's people, gather, prepare, ready our hearts and minds during this, the season of Advent, I ask you this one simple question. Not what are you going to prepare to get ready for Christmas Day? That will take care of itself. The boxes will get wrapped, the trees will get trimmed, the decorations will get hung. I'm asking, what are you carrying with you every day? Are you carrying the things of God? Are you prepared? For Christ, you may come before the service is over, or in 100 years, or 1,000 years, or tomorrow. We don't know. No one knows. When God calls us to be ready, it is in order that we might live as those who are in a state of readiness. Because all of those things that God calls us to bear to be ready are blessings on our lives that can only make our life better. So I say to you all, happy Advent. Get ready. Stay ready. Live in a state of readiness. Amen.